program, if you know what I mean, Jennifer.
I know what you mean, Dougie.
The top topics, the facts, if you will. Forget about those buzzards in the news media. They don't know what they're talking about. They're twisting and turning and doing all these things. For example, the way the news media has blown way out of proportion the latest West Nile virus stories.
Uh-oh.
It's like the world was coming to an end in Texas and elsewhere. There are all kinds of outbreaks of flu every year. You know it. I know it. The flu shots are a joke. And all of these other things that come about. If you have the West Nile virus, chances are it's like having a serious case of the flu. Heavy cold, yada, yada, yada. But the thing that never gets discussed is what do you do to prevent it? Shots don't do it. What prevents you from getting any of these things is having a good, strong immune system.
Beat your chest.
A couple times a day. Seriously.
Is that what you do?
Well, listen. It'd do you more good than it would do me. Anyway.
There's more to beat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Thank you for underscoring it. Sounds better when it comes from you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this stuff is craziness. Get yourself in shape. You remember the old story about grandma's or mother's chicken soup?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken soup is good for you. All kinds of things. Anything that will enhance and make you stronger physically. This is the way you ward off any of these things. Any of the problems, the physical realities, the only reason that you get it is because your immune system is not functioning properly. And that goes across the board. If you have a strong immune system, you can ward off things as bad as cancer. The only thing that doesn't work for is heart. A heart problem. The heart problems are not built around the immune system so much as they are around what you eat and how you exercise and that sort of thing. Plus heredity. And there are certain cancers that are also heredity inherited. But there are ways of keeping your body strong so that none of those things impact you. And then we wouldn't be worrying about who's going to pay the bill for when we get old and sick. You're going to get old, and you're going to get sick, and you're going to die. But it doesn't have to be something that's spread out over years and years and decades if you have a strong immune system. Now, there's obviously going to be exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, and I underscore it when it comes to these discussions of things like the West Nile virus, when you hear some moron come on the air and tell you to be afraid because the mosquitoes are going to get you, turn it off and go find a glass of pomegranate juice. Or whatever, may not taste them. Actually, pomegranate juice isn't bad. You mix it with grape juice.
Why you laughing? I have not done that.
Yeah, mix it with other juices, because by itself it is...
Pomegranate can be a little strong. And...
Ew. I wonder how it would taste. You're the wine person. How does that stuff taste if you mix it with wine? Is there such a thing as pomegranate wine? There must be
some
kind of...
they do a lot of fruit wine. And I mean, I've never had pomegranate wine, but I would imagine there is somewhere.
All right, so we have, as usual, things going on in the social media, and I wonder where we are in that department. We have a lot of people later on in the hour. Maybe we'll check in with some of the information that you've heard about Tony Scott jumping to his death. We'll have some comedy from Phyllis Diller, who passed away at the age of 95, later in the hour. And the latest on Jessica and Justin. Are they or aren't they?
Bum, bum,
oh,
bum.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, so that brings us around to really what is the biggest boob of the day. And the story, which I think we ought to actually post, it's everywhere on social media, so why not? We have even a poll about this Mr. Akin in the DougStephan.com poll section. Should Todd Akin drop out of the Senate race in Missouri? This guy, if he were only alone, it would be good. But the fact that the guy is a congressman now, how did he get elected when he is this much of a moron? How do people vote? How do these guys get to a position of influence and power? Never mind the fact that he's running and he won the primary in Missouri to run against Claire McCaskill, who's not a very good candidate either. How do these where do these people come from? How can anybody be so stupid as to
and
make...
When they get there, how do they say dumb things like, you know, I mean, once you get there, there's no good excuse.
No. It just and people say, oh, you're not taking in context. Nonsense. The fact that he put the two words together in any kind of a sentence tells you the guy is a complete moron. And it's not defensible. For heaven's sakes, even the rightest of the right-wing radio people are on this guy. The Republican National Committee wants to get rid of him as fast as they can get rid of him. This guy will cost the Republicans the presidency, the Senate, the House. If they don't get this guy out of there, the Democrats are going to have a field day, and justifiably so. This guy ruins the election chances for the Republicans. Ruins them.
With two words.
Yeah. That you would never, ever, if you had a pea for a brain, put together in the same sentence. No matter what the context of it is. What am I missing here?
Now, the only thing, and this is stretching because I want to strangle the guy, too, in a nice way.
I don't want to strangle him in a nice way. I want to get rid of him. He spoiled. These kind of people spoil everything, whether you think one side is good or the other side's bad. This guy, is it even about Republican politics or politics in general? It's just that this kind of conversation, even, not that we don't want to know, the thing that bothers me is that this guy has, again, he's been elected to Congress.
The only thing I can think of is statutory rape, which people would not say is forcible rape. It's could be relations between a 19-year-old and his 17-year-old girlfriend or something. That could be the only thing that I could think of that he better hold to or he better resign, either one.
The female body has a way to try to shut down when there's a legitimate rape? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What? What are you talking about? What are we all, the rest of us, missing, you moron? He apologized for his remarks, but he never took them back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of doctors have spoken out asking for some kind of brainwave scan. Because this guy is so completely out of touch. How in the world, those of you who live in Missouri, in this area where he represents, how does a guy like this, and I'm not an elitist and I'm not a snob, and there may be positions this guy has taken on some issues that I might agree with, but where does this, and you look around some of the other candidates that are around, I don't I like to use the word scary because I think it's overused, but just in general, and I'm certainly not politically correct at all. Anybody who's worked with me or listened to me for years.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. But I like to think that we've gone beyond this kind of stuff when it comes to women, reproductive rights, discussions about these sorts of things. I mean, where are you, man? What rock did you climb out from under? And you say, people are making too much of it. No, they aren't. And if you expect to get women to vote for you, this guy better disappear in 24 hours or you're going to have no women unless they are people that believe in the nonsense this guy came up with. And there aren't many of them around, I don't think. Are there?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, man, I'll tell you something. The fact that this guy, that's what really troubles me. This guy actually has a place in Congress. What do we know? How long has this guy been in Congress? It's a couple of three terms, I think, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, would you check that out? All right, anyway. So our poll today, should Todd Akin drop out of the Senate race in Missouri? A, absolutely. He's a disgrace. B, no, he apologized. He ought to still run. C, who's Todd Akin? Everybody's pretty much going to know who Todd Akin is.
He's been a representative since 2001.
Okay, so he's been around. This would be, if he were running again, this would be his sixth term.
Sixth term.
Ay. Good God. And again,
it's amazing how two words can change the course of your life.
Yeah.
But when they're that stupid, I know.
The whole election. Sean Hannity begged the guy to drop out. the GOP has completely distanced themselves, and they said, not one more penny from us goes to your campaign. Not a red cent. And Hannity's not the only one. But, anyway. Whew. It's unfathomable.
Way to make a name for yourself.
This guy, yeah, right. Everybody will know. The last Aiken I knew was Claude Aiken. Remember him?
I knew Clay Aiken from American Idol.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Claude Aiken was an actor. Clay Aiken, not a bad singer. This guy needs to be sweeping up at Walmart. It's 18 past the hour. High cholesterol, that's even too good. It gives Walmart a bad name. High cholesterol. You know the problems. I was talking earlier about prevention and care and that sort of thing. You know that high cholesterol can lead to you having a heart attack, right? High cholesterol can lead to you having heart disease. So the folks that you hear and I know, and I know and you hear, and I hear and you know, the cardiologists around the country and around the world have come up with an idea. And actually, this product, Cardiol, has been in Italy for about 9 or 10 years. All-natural approach. This is probably the right thing for you to prevent heart attacks and heart disease that stem from high cholesterol or high triglycerides. And the folks that make Cardiol are so sure that you will benefit from this, they're going to give you a free 30-day trial. Yes, 1 month of Cardiol. The capsules come easily digest. I have them. I take them every day. I have for months. FDA registered. Cardiol is the way for you to deal with and prevent and maintain good healthy cholesterol levels, good healthy triglyceride levels. Here's how you get it. You click on to cardiol.net. C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Got that, Jennifer? C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net. /Doug, D-O-U-G, and click on to Dr. Ken's free trial for your free 30-day supply of Cardiol to keep your cholesterol in check. Or you can call him toll-free, 888-809-6424. Either of those two things will get you this product that goes so far to protect you from having these problems that later on in life you will so regret not having dealt with. So do it now. Get started. The first 30 days is free of Cardiol. Cardiol.net/Doug. You want to click on Dr. Ken's free trial or 888-809-6424.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
The president was talking about these. Even if you don't like Obama, he was right about Aiken. 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Elise may say groundhog last week.
Bugs and Daddy Phil escaped.
Yeah, like the raccoon I had in my basement.
Right,
he totally, in four nights, destroyed my basement. He outsmarted the traps.
Right.
It took two Hondurans to get him out.
You put two Hondurans in a trap?
You know, he put two Hondurans in the basement.
Those Hondurans are sneaky.
He looks at the people for the ethical treatment of Hondurans. That's Pep.
This is the bathroom. But watch out, we got some bad roaches here.
Hey, you're on our turf, man.
Hey, man, I cut you up so bad. You're gonna wish I don't cut you up so bad.
Those are bad roaches.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
Woman is now suing the Dallas Cowboys because of pain and suffering she said she endured when she sat down on a hot bench outside Cowboy Stadium and burned herself.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, usually people get their asses burned at the Dallas Cowboys games are the ones that have season tickets. I think they're the only ones.
But this is unusual. This kind of nutty. Ladies and gentlemen, our culture, our American culture right now is under attack. In the Ukraine, which I believe is a country, the government is considering a ban on the show SpongeBob because they say it promotes homosexuality. Which is ridiculous. SpongeBob doesn't promote homosexuality. SpongeBob promotes marijuana use.
This is nice. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen just revealed that she and Tom Brady are expecting their second child. It's very, very nice. They haven't confirmed if it's a boy or a girl, but they're 100% certain it's better than other babies. Super baby.
All right, so the comedy from the late night shows, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and now a moment or two or three or four for Phyllis Diller, who at the age of 95 passed away yesterday, or actually last night, I think.
She was awesome. I have to tell you, I got to interview her not too long ago with the Robert Conrad show. And what a funny, saucy, I mean, she was still picking up on him every chance she got. Just
really?
A cool lady. Yeah.
So what was her problem? What did she die of?
You know, I don't know. Maybe just 95?
Yeah. Her self-deprecating jokes, wardrobe, her overstated laugh, just all of those things. She made her comedy club debut at 37, long career on movies and television. This was an excerpt from her last performance.
Now, don't let the word Madonna bother you. The day I grab my crotch, it'll mean it's falling off. And at my age, it could. You know you're old when your walker has an airbag. And your sexual fantasies involve Strom Thurmond. And your birthday cake looks like a prairie fire. And your birth certificate is on a scroll. And they discontinued your blood type. Hal Molly's comet goes over and you say, there it goes again. Somebody compliments you on your alligator shoes and you're barefoot.
That's a pretty good line.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. She was pretty bad. That hairdo of hers.
Oh, yeah.
In the wardrobe.
Did she always have some sort of weird, like, she'd wear a weird kind of feathery hat in some of the pictures? Yeah.
Yeah. And the, I think the self-deprecating joke stuff was pretty funny. So, anyway, Phyllis Diller is someone who made a mark. Isn't it interesting, the number of the people who actually make a mark for whatever the reason? How do people make a mark? How do they establish themselves? How, you know, you think about this.
They're relatable, or something they say.
Yeah, there's something.
You.
Right, exactly. I think, wasn't she on a number of the game shows as well? Didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't
Hollywood
she on
Squares.
Hollywood
too,
Squares
yep.
a lot? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So anyway, we're having a moment here just thinking about Phyllis Diller. Probably nobody, no matter what your age, doesn't know who Phyllis Diller was, passing away at the age of 95 in Los Angeles. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's the height of hurricane season, and while this year hasn't been as nearly devastating as recent years, it always pays to arm yourself with information before you ever travel. Historically, airlines and hotels will try to accommodate travelers who get nailed by a storm either during or just before their trip. That might come in the form of a rebooking voucher or waiving their cancellation fees. Now, unlike tornadoes, hurricanes have some advance warning, so you'll be aware if one is likely to come your way. Tropical storms are named when they reach a sustained wind speed of 39 miles per hour. So if you're planning to travel to any hurricane-prone area, like the Caribbean or the Gulf Coast, purchase a travel insurance policy before the storm is named. Otherwise, it falls under the exclusion of a foreseeable circumstance. Then, sign up for alerts from your airline, either via email or text message, to stay on top of any delays or cancellations in real time. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Now 33 after the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday the 21st of August, is upon us. More and more people, Jennifer, talking about the death of director Tony Scott, who died in a suicide jump off of a bridge into Los Angeles Harbor on Sunday night, 68 years of age, was born in Northeast England, moved to Hollywood to get involved with his brother Ridley Scott in the movie business, lived in Beverly Hills, has two sons, found a note in the back of his car. The number of people who were apparently in the harbor taking video shots and now we have stills floating around, and some of these leeches want to sell. Somebody will pay for it, right?
Oh, somebody will. Although yeah. TMZ reports this morning that they saw it and they're not going to buy it.
So. Really?
Yeah.
So there are other reports that he had inoperable brain cancer.
That was the rumor yesterday, but his family came out and said that he did not have inoperable brain cancer or any brain cancer at all.
Well, what they can say that. And how are you going
Well, his wife said it's absolutely false. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure they'll find out during the autopsy.
Yeah, there's an autopsy that I guess took place last night. Tom Cruise said he had hoped to make a sequel to Top Gun with him. The usual number of people. I don't know whether you're following this on Twitter or not, or there's a number of Facebook comments as well. Tony Scott movies, no more, tragic day. That's what Ron Howard tweeted. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake tweeted, so sad to hear the news about Tony Scott. His movies made growing up more fun for me. And then there, Rosario Dawson, who is in Unstoppable. Who's Rosario Dawson?
You would know her. She's a recognizable actress.
All right, so she was the one. Okay, she's the one who played the person in the sort of roundhouse who was guiding them along, I'm guessing. That's who that was.
Yes. Yeah.
It was Chris Pine and Denzel Washington who were in the train, and I'm guessing she's the one who was in that was a good movie, by the way. That's quite a good movie. Anyway, so a lot of people...
All of his movies were fun, you know? I mean, there were some that he did that weren't award-winning, but they were just fun.
Right, exactly. All right, so it's very interesting. Again, people love to speculate on this stuff, and of course the so-called snooze media will be over it with whatever rumors they can start, and so do they have any truth? The stuff keeps beating around. Speaking of things that are beating around, what story with Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel? Did they or didn't they?
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think they did?
Well,
or didn't. I don't know.
No, that really makes a difference.
According to the couple, an internet rumor said that they got married over the weekend in Wyoming, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel said they did not get married over the weekend. A gossip columnist, Janet Charlton, claimed that the pair pulled a fast one and that they were in the middle of their ceremony at a very fancy private estate in Jackson Hole, which is where they got engaged. But later she clarified that it just turned out to be their rehearsal dinner, that the wedding was going to take place on Saturday. It sounds like she just better get some new sources, though, because Justin Timberlake's family told Gossip Cop that they did not tie the knot and that Justin wasn't even anywhere near Wyoming this past weekend. He was in Puerto Rico.
Really?
So get your story straight,
ladies. Getting married to Jessica down there.
There you go. Maybe they got married in Puerto Rico.
So Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
She's all right?
She's all right, and she blogged about it.
Yeah.
I guess she just had this, she had a little tightness in her chest, and she felt like she had a headache. She was sweating, and she threw up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she took an aspirin, but she said she was, you know, she was okay. The next day she went to the doctor and found out she had a heart attack, one of the things they call the widow maker.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was really lucky that she made it through. I mean, a lot of people, it's 50%. So if you have any of those symptoms, make sure you go to the doctor. Jeez,
The swing state vote, much in the focus when we get down to the nitty-gritty of who's going to vote for whom. And one of the top topics today is the result of a survey taken this weekend where a majority of voters who are in the swing states say they are no better off now than they were in 2008. And that's if, again, these people can get rid of Aiken and start talking about real issues on the Republican side, just hammer away at that. The let's see here, 40% say they are somewhat better off. 60% said they are worse off than they were in 2008. So, just again, I think that's the question. Who was the first person that asked that? Was that Ronald Reagan? Are you better off today than you were? I think it was when he was running against
I know him. For sure it was famous when he asked. I don't know if he was the first one ever, but they have his speech that at the Reagan Library.
Yep. All right, the latest on Julian Assange. He's seeking diplomatic solutions to his problem. And now the Ecuadorians have warned the Brits. The Brits say they want to extradite him to Sweden. He's in the British, he's in the Ecuadorian consulate in Britain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, or is he in the, I don't know. I'm
he's in the consulate in England.
He is, okay.
Yeah, because he goes out on the balcony and kind of taunts everybody, because if he leaves, he can be arrested.
Hey, you know, it was me!
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it was me! All right, so anyway. Much ado. Well, it's an interesting sort of story in that he's an interesting character, and what he does is controversial and interesting.
I do like saying his name, so I'm glad he's in the news.
Assange.
Isn't it a great name? It's so good.
Right. Better than who else? How about Dudley Stephan or Jennifer? Ann Horn.
Jennifer Ann Horn. I didn't know. Is that my new middle name?
Yeah. All right. 20 minutes before the hour. Alabama has a new immigration law that orders public schools to start checking the citizenship status of any new students being enrolled. However, yesterday, a Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that that's unconstitutional because it wrongly singles out children who are in the country illegally. My God. Judges said fear of the law significantly deters undocumented children from enrolling in attending school. Yes, what is the matter with you people? The appeals court upheld parts of the immigration law, both Alabama and Georgia. Allow law enforcement to check immigration documents for people they stop. This is not far behind what the U.S. Supreme Court said. How is it that
that we even talk about this and how people argue it?
I just, like, I don't get this. This is,
and then we wonder why everything is broken. Nobody can afford anything.
Right. We are going to let illegal immigrants come into the country, give them an education. Somebody, you know, we laughingly hear these stories about if your name isn't Hispanic, you won't get treated in the emergency room. But they're true. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of people tell me about experiences here at the local hospital. So what is it that, why does,
telling you,
what,
flat
what
tax.
Brings, what brings this about? Flat taxes.
Sales tax.
Sales
tax.
Yeah.
Any
so
tax is fine.
Pays.
Yeah. Everybody pays, and then everybody can go to school. It's amazing how that'll work out so well.
Why should I be paying for a couple of illegal immigrant kids to go to school here? Why?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I mean, I do.
You would. You do.
I do. But
of course you do.
You know, it's come here the right way, and I mean, I appreciate everybody wanting to come to the United States because it's a great country. I think that's a great testament to the fact that even though we feel bad about what we become, we still are one of the greatest countries. So I think, you know, that's great. But we become so accepting to everybody. It's like you just have to figure, where is our limit? When are we going to just, the country's going to expand so much we're going to, like, explode over into Canada and Mexico?
It's nuts.
Too many people.
Nuts, 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 nuts. All right, I think I better take a deep breath here for a moment. I'm beginning to get, I'm losing control. I can feel it. I can, my shoulders are all tensed up.
Let's do a fun story when we come back.
Really?
Yeah. Take some deep breaths and let's talk about American Idol.
Really?
Yes.
American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to bring people up to date on I think yesterday we started talking about how the lawyers, the big tobacco lawyers now want to hit some of the big food outfits. Got a little more info on that that you can talk about during the day. The top topics of the day here, the important part of this hour, is Jennifer and Doug bringing you information. You can quiz us or contribute by dialing 800-510-8255. Email to Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Doug at DougStephan.com. And Jennifer is going to, I teased this a half hour ago, so we better get to our social media in a moment as well, Jen.
All right.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. With over 50 million students heading back to school, both students and parents want to get a head start, and these tech tools will help. The Kyocera Rise is perfect for students who want a smartphone without giving up their QWERTY keypad. It also includes a 3.5-inch touchscreen and Android's latest operating system, Ice Cream Sandwich. Get it on Sprint for under $20 with a 2-year contract or Virgin Mobile without a contract starting August 31st for $99. Never miss a word of classroom lectures with LiveScribe's Echo Smart Pen. It records everything you hear, say, and write while linking your audio recordings to your handwritten notes. You can even share with classmates by email or to places like Google Docs and Facebook. Visit Newegg.com for all your back-to-school tech essentials. The e-tailer surveyed college students and found that 92% consider laptops a must-have item. The thin and sleek Sony Vaio T-Series Ultrabook, inspired by Intel, features a 13.3-inch screen and the Intel Core i5 processor. The Sony Vaio E-Series 14P laptop offers a bold design and DJ-style headphones. VTech's Brilliant Creations laptops and tablet look like the real thing and are perfect for kids 4 to 8 years old. The educational toy line includes the Brilliant Creations Beginner Laptop, Advanced Notebook, and Color Touch Tablet. Each comes pre-equipped with activities like math, language, and creativity. No Textbooks, spelled K-N-O, is transforming the way students from kindergarten through college learn. No is more than a digital textbook. It combines the best of the physical textbook, along with over 70 interactive features, including a digital journal, automatic flashcards, and a quiz me feature. For more information, go to killerapps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat.
I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
This stuff works. The Doug Staff and Good Day program. 13 and a half before the hour. Jennifer and Doug going through the hot hits, the top topics of the day. People want to talk about the illegals. I don't want to spend too much time on that. I think we've made our point there. And besides, Jennifer wants to talk about something that's fun.
Okay, American Idol, Dougie. It's really heating up because we know the only certain thing is that Mariah Carey is one of the judges on the show. Well, yesterday there was an announcement made that Nicki Minaj would be joining the show as an American Idol judge. Well, when Mariah Carey was told about this, she hung up the phone and is trying to figure out a way to either get Nicki gone or to, you know, get herself out of the contract.
Why doesn't
because
she want...
She was told she would be the only woman on the panel.
Really?
And she doesn't like that she's going to have to share the panel with somebody a lot
younger. Well, did she sign a contract that said
she did,
that?
And she's very upset.
But she signed a contract that said
no,
she was the only
it
woman?
It didn't. I don't think it did. She just thought that. And Nikki's 29, Mariah's 42, so, you know, there's a little jealousy, I think, with the age thing. Yeah. Now, it's still unclear what's going to happen. We don't know if Randy's going to come back or not. The other scenario that's been floating around is that because they have two women, they want to actually have two men. Right. So Randy may stay, and then some of the other people in the running right now, the leads, are Brad Paisley, Keith Urban, and Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias.
How about Willie Nelson?
He's had breathing trouble. Did you hear that story?
Yeah, right, yeah.
He had to go to the hospital in Colorado. Too much altitude for his lungs.
There was it was last week or the week before, I saw a video that was making the rounds of Willie Nelson before he got on to dope and had long hair.
Was there such a time?
Oh, yeah, there was. It looked like he was about 32, 33, somewhere in there. It was in the 50s, I think the late 50s, a television show. Really, it was really pretty interesting to watch it and listen to his voice. It was unmistakably him, but just kind of a cool thing. There are three things today. Two of them are about women. One of them has to do with that idiot Aiken. But the other, the Augusta National Golf Club, making a big deal out of making women eligible for membership. They confirmed yesterday afternoon they had invited former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to join the Augusta National Golf Club.
I think that's a good story. I like that. What? It's about time there's a woman in there.
But why do they have to go make a big deal out of it by inviting someone? Why don't you invite somebody who knows how to play golf? Does Condoleezza Rice, does anybody know if
she
can even swing a golf club?
I bet she knows how to play golf.
Yeah. Does she live near there?
I don't know, but I bet she knows how to play golf.
Yeah. Anyway.
I bet my paycheck on that.
Apple, officially the world's most valuable company ever. A rise in their stock price yesterday made the company worth $619 billion.
Peanuts.
So... Good for you. All right, let's see what's the latest in the litigation department. A lot of lawyers are out there now that they've beaten big tobacco up. They want to go after big food. I started talking about this yesterday. I got some more details on the big food companies that are actually the focus of this. ConAgra, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, General Mills. Let's see here. They want to halt sales of products from Pam, like cooking spray, Swiss Miss Cocoa products, Nutella, and Hunt's canned tomatoes, among others. I remember I said to you how many times that you don't buy stuff in a can because they cook in the cans now?
Yeah.
So this is, they want to go after Kraft, after Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let's see here. Kellogg's, McDonald's.
Sounds like my dinner yesterday.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's right.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Squeeze a little more information into your hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. At 53 past the hour, we spend our time during the next few minutes every day, actually at this time, focusing on a lot of things technical. Shelley Palmer is our reporter. He's got the story of a leaked memo from Hulu that suggests, Jennifer, that big changes are coming from this provider. Let's find out in a moment what the story is.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else, like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a leaked memo from Hulu suggests that big changes are coming from the streaming content provider. Three networks and an investment firm currently own Hulu. The memo suggests that the networks may buy out the fourth partner, giving them full control over the service, which could affect the kind of content that's available. Here are a few things that might change. ABC and Fox shows would no longer show up on Hulu before other third-party streaming sites like they do now. ABC and Fox also want to be able to stop some of their content from appearing on Hulu to differentiate their own sites. So when you click a link to an ABC or a Fox show on Hulu, you'll be taken to the network's website rather than staying in the Hulu player. Fox also wants to boost the number of ads in its videos to as many as four per commercial break. That's almost as many ads as on regular TV. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Getting the flu at any age is a reason for concern. But if you're an adult age 65 or older, the risk of serious complication from the flu can sometimes be deadly. Bobby Owens wants you to listen to more on this.
As we age, our immune system weakens, which puts adults 65 plus at higher risk for influenza and its sometimes fatal complications. That's why annual vaccination is crucial for older adults. Richard Burkell from the National Council on Aging with more.
When flu strikes people in this age group, it can be especially severe. More than 60% of flu-related hospitalizations and 90% of flu-related deaths occur in adults 65 years of age and older.
Vaccination is our best defense against the flu. This year, the National Council on Aging, with support from Sanofi Pasteur, is leading the Flu Plus You initiative to help inform older Americans that influenza is serious and vaccination should be a priority. There are two flu vaccine options for older adults, the traditional flu shot and a higher-dose flu shot designed to address the age-related decline of the immune system. Ask your healthcare provider about your flu vaccine options. Visit ncoa.org/flu for more. That's Healthcare Now from the National Council on Aging.
Now let's consider, especially if you're a small business owner, how you can spend more time focusing on your customers and managing your company instead of running business errands. Kendra Johansson gives us the update.
Owning a small business can be exhilarating and time-consuming, but now you can save time and deposit checks anywhere. Small business expert and USA Today columnist Steve Strauss.
With Bank of America's new check deposit feature, for example, business owners can make deposits on the go using smartphones or tablets that support access to Bank of America's mobile app. You just snap a photo of the front and back of your endorsed check and send it using the new deposit feature found in the Bank of America mobile banking app. It's as simple as that.
Strauss says it's safe and secure.
This gives small business owners the ability to bank on their schedule, offering flexibility and convenience so they can focus more on what they do best, which is run their business.
To learn more about how you can conveniently deposit checks with your mobile device, go to bankofamerica.com/online-banking/mobile.go. That's Newsbreak from Bank of America. Member FDIC.
Who among you have sore, achy joints? They're a fact of life for so many of you, especially as you're getting older. And why is that? Well, because you probably abused. Maybe you're an athlete, you had a lot of problems, and you tried to take glucosamine and chondroitin, and it was not something that worked for you. I got something that will work for you. It's called UltraJoint. Safe, FDA-registered. UltraJoint comes from the same folks that bring you Cardiol. So they want you to try this for 10 days and find out how you will feel. Get rid of the pain, the stiffness. Free 10-day supply by calling 888-809-6424. That's a free trial. You pay shipping and handling. That's it for UltraJoint. 888-809-6424. Feel better. Call.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.